Welcome to the 100% Financed Podcast, home of entrepreneurs, business owners, and real estate investors everywhere. 100PF is not just an online business, it's a culture, helping you make more money while maintaining pretty credit. If you're looking for great content on credit repair, business credit, creative financing, motivation, and online business, then you've found the right podcast. Listen up as Juan Pablo, the People's Mentor, presents another great podcast episode for your listening pleasure. Juan Pablo, give these beautiful people the tools they need to succeed.
Yo, what's up, guys? Happy holidays. It's me, Juan Pablo, from 100%finance.com. I know I got a different scenery. I'm on my way to AT&T to help my sister get a phone for the holidays, as well as go back down to my aunt's house for round two of Thanksgiving dinner. And so as I'm driving, right, I just thought that I would pull out my smartphone and put this on Facebook Live because it brought a conversation into memory in which I think you guys can benefit. Simply because most of you guys who follow me or watch me are entrepreneurs, real estate investors, and business people, right? But this one is in, the topic is about a business, right? So I was at my aunt's house this Thursday for Thanksgiving, eating good. And my cousin and I, we go outside to light one of these cigars that I have. You know what I'm saying? Because one of our attendees at our Dallas event, shout out to Warren, he presented me with a box of Cuban cigars, right? And I was shocked by that. Only because he's seen one video. And I don't even smoke like that, to be honest with you guys. I don't smoke whatsoever. I just happened to go with Hollywood with Ron C. Shout out to Ron C. And we just happened to do it that one time and shoot a video. And he, in fact, he was the one smoking the cigar, not me. But anyway, so Warren, he presented me with this box of Cuban cigars, right? So we're going out. We went outside to light one of these cigars up. And my cousin, he's 24 years old, living at home with his mama. And of course, he's somewhat of a playboy, right? Always got girls on deck. Always looking fly, swagged out, always got the new designer jeans, new designer belt, and so forth. You know, he looks fresh, you know what I'm saying? He looks like money, but he don't got no money, right? He has an appearance, but he looks rich, but he ain't rich, you know, living at home with his moms. So anyway, as we're out there talking, he started to inquire about my business because he knows that I do stuff online, I do real estate, but he don't know the specifics. So, you know, I pretty much indulged in the conversation and divulged some information about what I do. And he was thinking like, yo, can I do the same? He's like, do you think I can potentially start my own business online? And I was like, well, yeah. I'm like, what do you like? And I already know what he likes, so I was just asking it, you know, because I already knew what his answer would be. And he said, you know, rapping. He has the appearance, always having the young ladies, always looking fly. And he could rap. He's pretty good. He actually has some videos on YouTube in which he has like over 10,000 views on some of his videos, right? And I was like just telling him, hey, man, there's some certain ways that you can monetize this, man. Just for one, put Google Ads on it, you know, and you can get a check off of that. Just for people having ads on your video, you can get paid off of that through Google. Just get an AdSense account. He even know about that. So just to get to the point of the story, and he's talking about being a rapper and so forth. And then he was thinking, well, no, I can't do it. He started to talk himself out of it. No, I can't do it because I need to have a professional cameraman record my videos. You know, this video that you see here, Juan Pablo, that has 10,000 views, one of my homeboys in Pittsburgh, that's his business. He's a cameraman. So he shot it for me. So being that I don't have that connection here in Atlanta, because my cousin's in Atlanta now, being that I don't have that cameraman connection in Atlanta, I don't feel comfortable using a low-budget camera or a smartphone, for that matter, to record a music video. And plus, studio time is expensive, and right now I'm unemployed, so I don't think I can actually move forward with pursuing my dream of becoming a rapper, you know. Because in his mind, he was focused solely on quality, the appearance. Like I said, his physical appearance, he wants to look like money. So if he's going to be a rapper, and some of you, you might not want to be a rapper or might not want to be in the music industry, but in regard to your business, you want it to look as pretty as possible. You want to have the appearance of quality, right? So oftentimes you talk yourself out of it and say, well, I would like to get started. However, being that I don't have the funds right now to make this thing look as pretty as possible, I'm not going to get started with this business. Being that I don't have $10,000 to go towards a website, I'm not going to get started. Being that I don't have the top camera person, I'm not going to get started. Being that I don't have all the resources at my disposal that are high quality, I'm not going to get started. And starting out, right? And this is my opinion. You know, so take it with a grain of salt. If you're starting any new business, your startup costs should be minimal. So what do I mean by that? Less than $1,000 to get started. Less than $1,000. And I told him, I said, look at Bobby Smurda. You know, that hot N-word song, right? You know, with the dance. Dun, dun. I'm like, that dude had a cameraman. He paid him $300, shot the video in the hood. And then the song started to pop because of the dance and so forth. And then he got invited, I think, into L.A. Reid's office, performed in front of him, and got a record deal. I'm like, he didn't have no high-end camera. He didn't have no high-end production costs or anything of that nature. So I was telling him, like I'm telling you guys, just to correlate the story to you, is you want to focus on quantity, not necessarily quality. Just go out there and get started and be consistent. That's why I told him, I said, hey, if you truly are passionate about music and if you are truly passionate about starting a business, whatever product or service or content that is valuable to the marketplace, just make sure you provide it on a consistent basis. That's it. Just be consistent. Focus on quantity right now because you want to put as much content and much products, as much services as possible to see what sticks because you want to make sure that your business is called or you want to make sure your business is a viable concept, meaning people are willing to spend money to purchase your product, your service, or your content, music for in this scenario. And if people are willing to buy it, then you have to do some analysis. You might have to say, wow, out of all these songs I produce, these three videos got the most views. So I'm going to focus on creating more songs and more videos that are similar to those ones that got the most views. Or in other words, for you guys, hey, if these products that I'm selling on my website had the most sales, I'm gonna focus on replicating that product. Or I'm gonna market that product more so I can achieve more sales. Or hey, out of all these services I provide, I realize that out of the 10, only 2 are the top sellers. So I'm gonna scale back the other 8. And the 2 that is producing the most money, I'm going to focus on maximizing those 2 services. Do you follow what I'm saying? So in the beginning, you focus on quantity. Why? To see what sticks. In other words, you want to make sure what is a viable, if your business is a viable concept and what products and services or content that you're providing is viable. Viable, okay? Not valuable, but viable. All right? And then once you realize that, you do the analysis, and then you try to maximize those products and services and content that is viable. And then you get the earnings that you're making from these products, services, and content, those viable products. The money that you are earning, you reinvest it. You reinvest it to make it look quality. Do you follow? So right now, you're getting started low budget. You're just putting a lot of content out there. Then whatever sticks, whatever's making money, you reinvest it. You don't eat it. Like I like to say, if you don't need it, don't eat it. Because what you want to do is reinvest your earnings to make your product and service, your business, your content look high quality. And again, you're not using your own money. You're using your customers' money, your tenants' money, your clients' money, and so forth to make your business, your concept, your product, your service look pretty. So that's what you should do. So what am I saying? All I'm saying is while I'm driving down here is to get started. That's it. Get started. Have minimum costs. Have a minimal amount of money to get started. And just be consistent. Be consistent. Even if you don't see the results immediately, even if it's been 3 months on end and you still haven't turned a profit, then you want to make sure you continue to be consistent. But be analytical as well and figure out, hey, well, why am I not getting any results? Maybe there's something I'm doing wrong. You know? And just continue to push forward with 100% finance. So I'm a firm believer in actually practicing what I'm preaching. So I wouldn't advise you guys to do something that I myself haven't done, okay? Because I don't believe in theories and philosophies and hypothetical situations. Everything I say on social media are things that I have done or currently am doing, okay? Because I like to be that, a guy who practices what he preaches. So let's use 100% Finance as a case study, right? That's my online company in which I provide people the tools they need to succeed financially. So once I quit my day job, right, from real estate investing, because I'm a full-time real estate investor, 63 units, almost 63 in my portfolio. I got a 9-unit under contract. I got 54 right now, but the 9 units about to close soon. So I'm already counting, right? But anyway, so 100% Finance. So after I quit my day job through real estate investing, a lot of my friends in New York City were business people. They were either real estate investors or they owned franchises or they started their own coffee shops. They were movers and shakers pretty much. So we all had different industries. Of course, mine was real estate, but we all were about business in general. So oftentimes they will ask me to hang out. Like, yo, Juan Pablo, let's go out and get a drink. Maybe we can holler at some young ladies, perhaps watch the game. I'm like, yeah, let's do it. Let's hang out. But then I realized they weren't trying to hang out with me because I'm a cool cat to hang out with. They wanted to hang out with me to pick my brain. Yo, how'd you get this deal 100% Finance? Yo, how'd you get the funding? Yo, how'd you get qualified for business credit? Yo, how did you remove those late pays from your credit report? And how did you get those collection accounts removed? Hey, man, how were you able to analyze this deal and so forth? And then I realized, man, that's a market. If these dudes keep taking me out, using me to get free consultation, I said, you know what? I'm going to turn the tables and start using them. So when they proceeded to ask me all these questions, I would take note and say, okay, if I was able to create an ebook, okay, with 10 chapters in that ebook, what are the 10 different chapters you would like me to discuss? And all my homeboys began to share with me all the stuff. Why? Because it felt like it was their duty. They was receiving free content, like what you're getting right now, free content, right? So it's your duty to share this. If you receive value from this, share it. It's your duty. Because there's other people in your circle who may benefit from this content. So don't be selfish and just keep it to yourself. We're in the holiday season. Giving is caring, right? So make sure you share. Sharing is caring. So make sure you share this video once it's concluded. So I'm like, well, it's your duty. You know, if you're receiving this content for free, at least you can do just let me know what other stuff you want. So they told me the information. I created an ebook, 10 chapters. Then I turned around and sold it to them. Yes, my same homeboys. And guess how much I priced it at? $40. Yes, that's expensive for a brand new author, right? I like to call myself an author, right? Just pulling out a Word document, which is free, and typed it up and saved it as a PDF, which is free. So I sold it to them for $40, and all of them bought it. I said, wow, so this is the market right here. This is a product. Maybe if these guys in New York City were willing to buy from me, and they're my friends, because, you know, mostly all your homeboys want the hookup, right? The homeboy hookup. Oh, since we boys, since we go way back when, you should give it to me for free. I mean, at the end of the day, Juan Pablo, it didn't cost you a thing, right? It was just an ebook. But they were willing to pay for it because they perceived it as valuable. So I said, man, there might be other people out there who are also willing to pay for it. So did I go out there and buy an expensive camera? No. Do I go out there and hire a cameraman with a professional video equipment? No. What did I do? I went for it and pulled out my smartphone, like I'm doing now, and started recording some videos. I recorded the videos, posted online on YouTube, so follow us at YouTube, and then people started to respond, asking more questions. Hey, what did you mean by cash out refinance? Or hey, what did you mean by 100% finance? Or hey, what's better, single family or multifamily? A plethora of questions. So now I had a bigger audience that they told me what they wanted. So most people do this. They have a product, right? Let's say this bottle of water. And they'll say, hey, who wants this water? Who wants this water? Who wants this water? And eventually they might find someone who wants it. But I did the opposite. I created a following first and said, hey, what do you want? What do you want? What do you want? And then they told me exactly what they wanted. And then I created a product around their wants. Hence my homeboys in New York. I said, hey, what do you want in this ebook? Hey, these are the 10 things I want. So So I did the same thing on YouTube, just replicated to a bigger audience. And again, all this stuff is low cost, right? What did I spend so far? Zero. So I did start spending money for the website. So I went to Wix.com. I put a mass message on Facebook, shout out to Brandon, one of my frat brothers. And I said, does anyone know anyone that can create a website and do some basic graphic arts, like to make the website with some graphics, as well as to make the ebook with some graphics. And my frat brother Brandon Chenault, shout out to Brandon, he reached out to me and said, yeah, this girl in college, she hooked me up. She goes to her college, you know, and she might be able to help you out. Here's her contact information. So I reached out to her. She said, all right, Juan, I'll do it for you for $450. I'll create the website. I'll do the graphics. I'll do the whole nine yards. Logos, everything for your ebook, all that stuff for $450. So I said, all right, great. So I'll pay you half now, half later once it's done. And how do I use that to build it? I use my ebook money. My ebook money that I was selling to people in my networking events to pay her. So how much is out of my pocket? Technically zero. So once I got the website created, low cost, low budget, it didn't look fancy, it didn't look pretty, it didn't look sexy whatsoever. I didn't spend no $10,000 on no website. $450 that included graphics and logos and stuff, not just for the website, but for the ebook as well. And then once I did that, and I started getting more buzz, you know, people started reaching out to me more and more. And then I started changing the pricing on my ebooks. I kept my ears to the streets. So they said, hey, we need credit repair. Okay, let me start a credit repair business. Hey, we need funding. All right, let me start a business credit business. Hey, we need coaching. Okay, let me start a coaching program. Hey, we need ink removal. Okay, let me do an ink removal service and so forth. So I continued to reinvest my earnings. When I continued to make money, I said, all right, now let me hire someone from the Philippines to redo my website. All right, now let me hire some other guy to do my website even better. So the website's been redone 3 times so far. And I continue to use my earnings to do that. Then I said, you know what? Instead of keep using my smartphone, let me use the money I've already made, my earnings, and reinvest it in buying a better quality camera. And then I bought a second better quality camera. And I said, all right, so right now I'm going to make it so basic, I'm not going to do any edits because I don't know how. Then I said, let me try to do my own edits. My edits suck. But hey, people were following based upon the content. I was focused more so on quantity, not quality. And then I continued to reinvest, bought a better camera, painted my wall for a nice backdrop, hired my cousin, my 18-year-old cousin, to do the edits for me. You know, I ain't paying him much. He's my little cousin, you know, in college. So he'll do it for a couple bucks, do all my video edits, and so forth. And then once I came to the point, after 2 years now, you're treating your business as if it was a project, an experiment, right? If you do that for a period of 2 years where you're doing everything based on quantity and then you find out what sticks, then certain products and services you might cut out because you realize, hey, I'm not making money off of this. I'm going to cut it out and so forth. And then after 2 years and you find out the main products and services and concepts and content that's really giving you the buzz and the profits and so forth, then you want to work on making those things professional. So it's been 2 years now since 100% Finance has been in business, and now my focus is now switching to quality, having better quality, but not in the beginning. Some of you guys might see my early videos and know exactly what I'm talking about, like, yo, that video sucked, and so forth. So that's what I urge all you guys, all you aspiring entrepreneurs, real estate investors, business people, focus on quantity. Just get started. Low budget. Make it do with whatever you have. And stop using that excuse. Oh, I don't have the money to make it look pretty. Oh, this business is an extension of me, is a representative of me. And since it's a representation of me, I gotta make sure it's all top notch and high quality. It's foolishness. Only thing it's doing is delaying you from getting started, and it's delaying you from getting money in your pocket. That's all that matters. When you start a business, pretend like you're broke. Treat it as if it was broke. Treat it as if it was an experiment, a project that you're trying to see what works. And if you're treating your business as a project and as an experiment, You wouldn't be focused on pouring thousands of dollars into it. Get out of here. You want to make sure the concept is a viable concept. All right, so that's just a conversation I had with my cousin. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure he didn't expect for me to say all that stuff after Thanksgiving while he's outside smoking a cigar. But, hey, he asked, and, that's my goal. Is I want to help people achieve financially. And that's why I'm sharing this content with you guys. I want you guys to make a dollar the way you want to make it. And I want you guys to be successful, financially speaking. However, I do understand there are some misconceptions out there, some mindsets out there that are counterproductive towards your dreams. And the last thing I'd like to add, so his argument was, being that he thought he needed money, I'm like, well, let's say that old adage is true, that it takes money to make money. I said, but it doesn't have to be your money. In that scenario I just described to you guys about 100% finance, I used ebook money in the beginning. And you can also use business credit cards if you're talking about real estate. That's what I use. I have my money team, 23 credit cards and growing. No exaggeration, 23 credit cards. I use those strategically to obtain income-producing assets called apartment buildings. All right, so I said if the old adage is true, it takes money to make money, it don't have to be your money. Just have access to it. But then I said, hey, but let's say, for instance, that is not true. So what does it take to make money? It takes ingenuity, and it also takes courage. It takes thinking out the box, and it also takes bravado. It also takes being somewhat clever and creative, and it also takes having confidence and being bold and getting started. I think that's one of the major characteristics that an entrepreneur needs to have. You need to be creative, think outside the box, be intelligent, be creative, if I haven't said that already, and also have bravado. Be bold, be courageous, and take action. That's it. And don't be afraid to fail. If you fail, then you just have the mindset like, all right, I got one loss out the way. I'm going to keep losing until I win. If it takes me 8 losses in order to get that win, then so be it. At least eventually I will get this W. That's how you got to think. Like I did a post on Instagram and Facebook the other day about this business I used to have, English Convos. And I said that's the second business that failed. Second business. I had another online business before you guys became familiar with me. And it didn't succeed. But I learned valuable lessons from that business. But my mindset was, I'm going to continue to start businesses, both real estate investing as well as online businesses, until I strike gold, until I get that W. And that's the mindset you guys need to have. You keep going, you keep facing all those no's until you get a yes. You keep facing all those L's until you get a W. And don't be, don't throw a pity party either. I lost money, I failed. Everyone in my circle is going to say, I told you so, make fun of me, and told me I shouldn't get started. Let me revert back to being an employee so I can satisfy someone else's dream instead of your own. Nah, stop beating yourself up and being like a spineless, broke, frustrated chump. You know what I'm saying? You need to think differently about it. If you fail, then have that mindset. All right, that's one loss out the way. I'm going to keep losing until I get that W. But I'm going to make sure I learn from this loss. I'm going to make sure I learn from that rejection, that no I received. To the point I perfected my model. To the point I know how to win. That's the kind of mindset you need to have if you truly want to be an entrepreneur. So if you like this video, again, share it. Share with everyone on your Facebook and other social media. Follow us. Subscribe to our website, 100%finance.com. I actually have free documents for you that I use for real estate investing, as well as your personal financial statement, so you guys can get started with business. All right? And follow us on YouTube, Instagram. Follow us on our podcast, 100% Finance Podcast, and so forth. And by the way, guys, we are revamping our ink removal process. So we're not just doing Experian and Equifax. We're also including TransUnion, and we changed their prices as well as for coaching as well. All right, so I want you guys to sign up. Just go to 100%finance.com, and we provide free consultation to all those who apply. Alright, so shout out to you guys. Happy holidays. I hope you're having a great time with your family and with your friends. But I want you to stay in that mindset. Stop thinking like a loser. Right, that's one of my pet peeves, is people who have a loser mindset. They already count themselves out the race before they get started. Like my cousin. Oh, I can't get started, man, because I don't got no professional camera. Oh, can't get started, man, because I don't got no cameraman. Oh, I can't get started, man, because I don't got money for studio time. That's how losers think. They count themselves out of the race before they even get to the starting line. Instead of thinking a different way and thinking, well, being that I do lack these resources, how can I still get this W? That's an old adage as well, that creativity is, or limitations are the birthplace of creativity. Without limitations, how can you be creative? So if you happen to face those limitations, those things that are holding you back financially, then you have to think, all right, well, how can I be creative? How can I work out these creative muscles in my brain to get the results I'm looking for? And keep a smile on your face while you're going through the process, all right? So I'm Juan Pablo. Again, share this video. Share. As always, this is to your success. Earn passively and live passionately. Peace!